as I keep it on. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A suspected gunman wounded by police is in custody after opening fire at a grocery store in Fordyce, Arkansas today. The state's public safety secretary, Mike Hager.
Unfortunately, we can confirm that 11 innocent civilians were shot and three of those are deceased.
Fordyce City Councilman Roderick Rogers.
Man, it was just good people just at the wrong place at the wrong time. And they didn't deserve it. But I've learned something in life, man. Bad things happen to good people, and I really hate it.
Some officers also injured. Gun control advocates and domestic abuse victims' rights groups praising a Supreme Court ruling upholding a federal ban on people under domestic violence restraining orders from owning guns. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon filed an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court to try to stay out of prison while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. The heat wave in the U.S. is breaking some temperature records. This is ABC News. Surveying damage left by Tropical Storm Alberto.
The Packery Bar and Grill normally sits on the edge of Corpus Christi Bay. But after Tropical Storm Alberto came through, it's partially in the bay.
Just coming in here and seeing the extent of it was a shock.
Cody Payne was hearing from locals worried about JJ, the popular cat who lives in the bar.
As soon as I got here earlier, she popped out. Didn't look too happy, but she's good now. We got her some food and water.
Now it's a matter of waiting for Alberto's floodwaters to recede to get the summer tourist season underway at the Packery. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Armenia says it'll recognize a Palestinian state. The Palestinian Authority welcomed the decision. Israel responded by summoning its ambassador for what the foreign ministry described as a severe reprimand. Latest victim of a cyber attack, car dealerships across North America, CDK, a company that provides software to dealers, was hit by back-to-back cyber attacks Wednesday, and operations are still affected today. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Give us a call or stop by. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
You enjoy performing minor maintenance and routine building upkeep? Take pride in caring for a beautiful property? The House on the Rock Resort Hotel has an opening for a full-time, year-round building maintenance and upkeep position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They also have part-time openings available. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join them and help keep their resort in top shape.
There is a flood watch until tomorrow afternoon for the entire WRCL listening area. Heavy rain at times tonight with some thunder, low 69. Muggy tomorrow with intermittent showers and thunderstorms. Some could be severe in the late afternoon with a high of 79. Showers and thunderstorms early tomorrow night, then clearing, a low 62. Partly sunny, dry and breezy on Sunday with a high of 80. Then on Monday, mostly sunny, warm and humid. Thunderstorms likely by evening with a high of 86. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and we have some rain pouring down again at the WRCO studios, and our current temperature is 74 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Every you. swear I live with an angel sent from above to watch over me. He wears his love just like a halo. If he's not an angel, what else could he be? He wouldn't say he's anything special. Yet sure, that's how all those angels are. But when he comes around, miracles happen. I felt the first one when he touched my heart.
You
Was the legendary Ronnie Millsap with If You Don't Want Me To, then The Freeze. And before that, we had the Wilkinsons with Fly, the Angels song. And I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here till 8 o'clock, maybe a little later. We'll see how the weather situation is. Right now, we've just been getting a lot of heavy rain. And we did have some heavy rain a bit ago, but it's actually kind of stopped. But it actually pushes over the inch mark. So we had 1 inch and a one one-hundredth of an inch of rain so far today at the WRCO studios. It's been a rainy day, and sounds like it's going to be that way all through the weekend, and that's why it prompted a flood watch until tomorrow afternoon for the entire WRCO listening area. And a reminder, if you're out and about driving tonight or tomorrow, if you come upon a bunch of water in the roadway, and if you're unsure about that, well, actually, don't even second-guess it. Best bet is to turn around so you don't drown. So be on the lookout for any waters over the roadway. There is a good chance that that will be going on during this rainy weather stretch. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a set of keys outside the Richland Family Restaurant. If found, call Jim at 608-647-4497. Also found, a mother dog, short and tan, was found in the Gillingham area, around the Armstrong Lane area. She has puppies with her. If you are the owner of this dog, it sounds like your dog, give a call to 608-419-8821. And once again, we had a few phone calls wondering if the fish fry is going on tonight. And yes, it is, for the annual Gospel to Haiti benefit that's being held at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The Mississippi Catfish Supper will be held until 8 o'clock with a flower auction following the supper. The auction will begin Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. A large amount of items, including furniture, food, bake sale, and a gun raffle will be featured. Also going on tomorrow, the Viroqua Farmers Market is going to be held tomorrow, and that's from 8 until 12:30. And also, the Marion UCC Ladies Aid will be serving up brats and burgers, and that'll be from 11 to 3 in the Bender Food Parking Lot in Fenimore. Coming up next, Dan and Shay with You. Just like a dream, when I whisper that I love you, hey.
Can you sing it back to me? I got you.
Yeah. did my best. Hurt my knees with the same perfume. It hurt like hell. Finding myself like a light bulb. Lighting up the neon truth. And now I hate me. It ain't ever gonna be. It's strange. Ain't to see that she looks good on you. Good on you. Good on you. She looks good on you. Good on you. Good on you.
I knew I'd see her around. I'd be at some party. She'd show up and I'd be walking out. Or across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up, she'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxim with the sticker on the back. I'd act like I didn't see her. But we'd pay at the same pumps, flip to the same stations, and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. We just needed some time. She could get on with her life and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine. Maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights. It's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along you gotta move on when you break up in a small town. For a while I guess they were keeping it low key, but now it's like these county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together and it's hitting a little too close to home. She's so far gone, but she didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. There's only so many streets, so many lights. I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along you gotta move on when you break up in a small town. Sitting there with him, and I wanna jump out, I wanna fight, I wanna say that guy, but I can't, it's my fault. And I let her go, I never thought that she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. There's only so many streets and so many lights. I swear it's like I can't even leave. Should've known all along. You gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
That was Sam Hunt with Break Up in a Small Town, and our time is 6:31. As I mentioned earlier, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge showed one hundredth of an inch of rain. So 1 100ths inches of rain that we've gotten so far today. Kind of awkward how to say that, but just a little over an inch of rain we've gotten at the WRCO studio since about 1:30. Looking out the windows, it's pretty cloudy out. The clouds are pretty dark out there. I was checking the AccuWeather radar, and there is some heavy storms, heavier precipitation grazing just north of Richland Center in Boaz. Whether or not it's going to dip down, we'll get it, but it looks like it's going to do something out there, but it's going to be a rainy one, so please try to stay dry if you can, and please keep it tuned to WRCO because we will keep you informed if there's any severe weather to be expected. But nothing so far. I haven't seen any severe weather. Just east of Dane County, they had severe thunderstorm warnings earlier today, but other than that, we've just been heavy rain, so just keep dry, and hopefully you won't need to break out the canoe or anything. The Brewers, though, they'll be playing in some dry weather. They're out on the West Coast in San Diego playing against the Padres. Unfortunately, they lost last night's game. I watched the end of that. That was kind of a bummer. They were tied up, and then all of a sudden, the walk-off home run by San Diego kind of blew it, but it's a four-game series, so they got three more to go, so they could actually still take that series, depending on how well they do the next three games. And you can listen to tonight's broadcast, actually the whole weekend's broadcast, but for tonight's broadcast, first pitch for that game will be at 8:40. And you can hear it on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 8:05. WRCO.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunnarsson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunnarsson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Traditions help connect us with the past and build memories for the future. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We recognize that maintaining a tradition while grieving the loss of a loved one isn't easy. If you can't continue a tradition, why not consider a new activity that you enjoy? There are many tools that can help. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com or call or visit us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Michael Hernan, a recent high school graduate. When me and my friends are hanging out on Saturday nights, we always listen to Those Were the Days on WRCE.
WRCO.
WRCO. It is great to listen between,
6 and midnight.
Yeah, 6 to midnight. It is a great time, and we never miss it. In case we want to listen to it during the week, we tape the show on a cassette?
Cassette.
What is that?
Never mind. I hope you'll join me for Those Were Days, WRCO Saturday Night, sponsored in part by Center Cinema Twins, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel, along with Turbos in Hub City, Town & Country TV and Appliance, Mendham Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Jay's Power Center. My special guest will be Henry Paul of the Outlaws.
I mean, we knew that we had something really polished and really competitive and really special, and it all worked the way we hoped it would. There goes another love song.
There is a flood watch until tomorrow afternoon for the entire WRCL listening area. Heavy rain at times tonight with some thunder with a low of 69. Muggy tomorrow with intermittent showers and thunderstorms. Some could be severe in the late afternoon with a high of 79. Showers and thunderstorms early tomorrow night. then clearing, low 62. Partly sunny and dry, as well as breezy on Sunday with a high of 80. And mostly sunny, warm, and humid on Monday. Thunderstorms likely by the evening, high 86. Currently in Richardson Center, the winds are calm and it's cloudy out there, and our current temperature is 74 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. She comes from Silver Spoon, Golden Rule Private School, never miss Sunday church. And I come from blue collar, low dollar, out here where concrete meets holy dirt. And I don't know what happened, but it sure don't add up on paper. But when I close my eyes late at night, you can bet I thank my maker. She keeps on loving me, loves me the way I am. She's not just alone for the ride, she's my biggest fan. Oh, it's a little whole piece of heaven when we lay down tonight. She keeps on loving me, and I keep on wondering why. She's got a wicked smile, angel eye, every guy wanting to hold her close. She's as pretty as sin, like the sun sinking down on the California coast. She keeps on loving me, loves me the way I am. She's not just alone for the ride, she's my biggest fan.
Party on a Friday night. All the girls go crazy. sticker on my windows that are tinted jet black. A winch on the grill, Mickey Thompson wheels, a rifle in my shotgun rack. I can haul a bunch of beer, I can haul a load of hay. If I get to haul and ask, get out of my way. All the girls go crazy for a four-wheel drive. Wanna know my name, wanna go for a ride. Just open up the door and they climb on up. Who needs a pickup line when you got a pickup truck? Spit your game, try your luck. Spend a lot of money on that romantic stuff. But sooner or later you find it ain't enough. Get you a truck. All the girls go crazy for a four-wheel drive. Wanna know my name, wanna go for a ride. Just open up the door and they climb on.
A star up in the sky, we'll never know. How lovely is the light that shines below. It's always there, it never fades. Without its magic light, how would we find our way? Everybody sees that beautiful is all that you could be. What did I feel or think was true? I can't remember before loving you. You've shown me all that love can be. As beautiful as you are, still amazes me.
Great song by the late, great Kenny Rogers with Beautiful, All That You Could Be on Country and Community at 646. Our temperature is now down to 73 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge, and getting some more rain out there, and the winds are starting to pick up a little bit. They were calm for a while. Now they're out of the west-southwest at around 2 miles per hour, so not really strong. And they're not talking about gusty winds for tonight, only talking maybe 5 to 10 miles per hour. But right now, yeah, we're getting some rain, not as heavy as it was earlier. I was kind of watching the AccuWeather radar, and it looks like there's some more heavier rains coming through. Nothing severe yet. I haven't seen any warnings or watches or anything like that, so that is a good sign. But a lot of the bright reds on there, I usually associate them with strong storms, but a lot of that is rainfall, too. So it looks like a lot of heavy rainfall. Looks like up through Viroqua and Westby, you'll be getting some more rain here, and it looks like you've gotten quite a bit already up in that area. And of course, up there in the up around that area, up near Viroqua and all that area, got to watch out because the Kickapoo River could probably rise because of this too. So be on the lookout. As I said earlier, if you're driving down the roadway, if you see any water over the roadway, don't try to attempt going across. Please turn around. Don't drown. It's better to be safe than sorry. And we do have that flash flood watch out until tomorrow afternoon for the area. So a lengthy watch there. And between now and Saturday, we'll see what happens tomorrow, too, as they're talking more rain and some possibly storms tomorrow. So stay safe wherever you are and keep listening to WRCO. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening. If you missed it today, tomorrow, the Richland Area Senior Citizens will be holding their broad stand, and it's the same time as it was earlier today. Their broad stand is going from 10:30 to 2 until sold out, or until sold out, at the Bindle Tire and Auto parking lot. So stop by there for a delicious brat. Also, the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center is hosting a community safe day tomorrow. Learn about cyber safety, pedestrian safety, and more. Children ages 5 to 18 can learn or refresh bicycle safety skills in the bike rodeo with course time at 10, 10:30, and 11. Attendees should bring their bicycle and helmet. Free helmets will be available while supplies last for those that need one, courtesy of Julie Karen and State Farm Insurance. You can also register your bike for free. The Richland Center Fire Department, Richland County EMS, Richland Center Police Department, and Richland County Sheriff's Departments will be present. See the equipment and meet K-9 Aaron of the Richland Center Police Department. There will also be a K-9 demonstration at 11:30, and there will also be community booths, food, photo ops, and giveaways.
It takes 12 pounds of milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream. It takes 21.8 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of butter. If Wisconsin were a country, it would rate fourth in the world in terms of total cheese production. It's time to honor our local dairy farm families during June Dairy Month. With the help of Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
That carpet in your home can trap many allergens from dust to pets, but you love carpet. All American Do It Center has your solution with Air-O, a hypoallergenic carpet from Mohawk. Air-O by Mohawk is not only easy to clean, but its fibers don't absorb moisture, preventing the growth of allergens and microbes. Clean air living with soft flooring your family can enjoy. Air-O carpet from Mohawk at AllAmericanDoItCenter.com and Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
Story.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee. Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hometown Baseball's Sunday afternoon action will feature the Dodgeville Knights taking on Arena. Hear the action on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. The Hometown Baseball pregame show sets the stage for an afternoon of games. It begins at 12:45. And then it's Dodgeville at Arena, Sunday's Hometown Baseball game from WRCO Radio Sports.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A shooter at a grocery store in a small Arkansas town kills three people, wounding 10 others, including some police officers. In Fordyce, Arkansas, an eyewitness, Janeria Holton, says she goes to that area all the time for lunch.
For people to do this is like, how can we get justice for the people that lost their lives for just coming to get lunch, just being out here doing what we do every day?
Suspected shooters also injured. Prosecutors filed murder charges against two men suspected of killing a 12-year-old Houston girl whose body was found in a creek after she disappeared during a walk to a convenience store. A Nevada judge dismissed an indictment against six Republicans accused of submitting certificates to Congress, falsely declaring Donald Trump the winner of the state's 2020 presidential election. State Attorney General says he'll appeal. There's little relief from the extreme heat this weekend, forecasters say. Some temperature records have been broken.